Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Negler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It is Friday. Hope you're all gearing up to have a great weekend, and I hope you'll join me tomorrow for the Packers' final preseason game. I'll be here doing a watch party on my own. No Corey Banky yet until the regular season kicks off, so hope you'll come hang out and watch the final tune-up for the Green Bay Packers here on the Cheesehead TV YouTube channel, though we will not be showing the game. I feel like I need to say that because eventually somewhere in the comments, someone asks, are they showing the game in the year of our Lord 2024? That question still gets asked on the internet. It's amazing to me, but we'll be here watching, hope to watch along with all of you. Packers, no word yet. Obviously no media availability today. Matt LaFleur not having to divulge any of his plans. Probably meeting with coaches today, devising said plans. I'm of the opinion I don't think the starters will play much, if at all. We'll see. I wouldn't be surprised if they did, but I suspect after how productive and positive things were in the joint practice with the Ravens, got to think there's probably a decent chance that we see a lot of dudes in street clothes yet again, much like we did in Denver. In the meantime, happy to be with you. Good to see everybody chiming in the comments already. As you guys know, I got to give a shout out to our good friends over at Ticket King. That's right. Based in Wisconsin since 1992, Ticket King is located across the street from Lambeau Field on Oneida. They're happy to help you find just the right tickets for Packers games, from larger groups to single tickets, both home and away. They partner with local Green Bay businesses for tailgating and bus transportation to the games, so you don't have to worry about driving or parking. They're even open on game day for last-minute tickets or possible upgrades. Hell, they even have a drive-through window. And if you're not in Green Bay, no problem. Just use the Ticket King link on the Cheesehead TV homepage, in our app, or indeed in the description of this video. Don't use Ticketmaster, StubHub, SeatGeek, none of these national companies. Use a company based in Wisconsin since 1992. Ticket King, for all your Packers ticket needs. Do it, people. Hope you're all doing well. Good to see everybody in here already mixing it up. We got people on almost every platform. We got YouTube. We got Facebook. We got Twitch. Good to see everybody. Daniel's here. What's up, Daniel? Preseason can't end soon enough. Man, you ain't lying. You are not lying. I could not agree more. Sideline report. Screw Ticketmaster. I think that's a pretty universal theme in this life that we live. I know there's some kind of movement finally towards breaking up that monopoly, but I think we still have a long way to go there. Did I have time to start the Rodgers book yet? No, Brett, I did not. Funny enough, got it right, literally right here. Have just not had a moment to really sit down with it yet. I do plan to. I do want to read it before the season starts. This upcoming week, I'll probably finally get a chance to take a gander. But yeah, no, not yet. Seattle, that is an excellent question. I'm sure Matt LaFleur himself would love the answer to this. Nags, why does the NFL hate Matt LaFleur? 0 week one home games for 6 straight years. Yeah. Not once in Matt's tenure have the Packers opened at home. It's pretty nuts to think about. I mean, I understand maybe at the beginning for a few years anyway, but man, 6 years, not one home opener in week one. Now, I understand the Packers are a big draw. Ratings always play into these things, and certainly having the Packers open places and against certain opponents, et cetera, probably drives those ratings. And I understand that for a time, but 6 years in a row? I don't know. All I know is when the Packers win the Super Bowl this year, Matt LaFleur should say at the trophy ceremony, we're opening in Lambeau and I'm looking forward to it. I mean, because that's the surefire way that they can open in Lambeau is to win the Super Bowl. So the path is set. V65 Joe, what a handle. Really flows off the tongue. Are we going to keep Dylan? TBD, really impossible to say without having any kind of medical information. Sure feels murky around AJ at the moment, given how Matt was not very forthcoming yesterday when asked about it. The fact that this is a repeat injury, the stinger, kind of the same type of thing that held him out at the end of last season, doesn't bode well. Let's just say that. But, you know, without any kind of real access or real kind of reporting around how bad it is or what exactly he's dealing with. You know, it's really hard to make that determination. There's a chance that they place him on IR to begin the season. Don't forget, new rules this year. If you're placed on IR at the cutdown, on cutdown day on Tuesday, you are not automatically lost for the year as it was the case in years past. Now they can bring back, I believe it's two guys that they place on, if they were to place guys on IR during the cutdown day. Daniel, that's very responsible of you. Brad, what's up, man? I haven't seen anything on the O-line, D-line one-on-ones from yesterday. I saw our offensive lines one-on-ones. Opinion, Newman and Jones are waived. Morgan and Glover make the cut. Yeah, I think there's a chance that Newman's on the team still. I talked about it a little bit yesterday. But I do think, yeah, Morgan obviously is going to make the cut. There's no doubt about that. As far as Glover, he's had a quiet camp, but the little that I've seen, it's been promising. You know, again, when you're there, it's hard to be keeping up with the ones and everything that's going on and then watching the twos and threes at the same time where Glover has spent the majority of his time. But the little I did see, it looked promising. Let's say that. Man, this carry the G tastes like gold. See what I did there, Nags? Checking in from Appleton. Go Pack Go. Can't wait for tomorrow. Prolific 94. Thanks for checking in. And, you know, thanks for mentioning carry the G. Available all across the great state of Wisconsin. Store shelves right now. You know, you might need a jingle to, you know, just keep it in your head for the weekend. And I'm happy to oblige.
Well, we carry the G wherever we may be. So cream and cold, and from the land of the green and gold.
That's right. Grab yourself an ice cold carry the G. Available across Wisconsin. I can't resist. I can't resist. It's too bad. Oh, Rick Harris, I very much agreed. Monk looks like the real deal. He has really had an impressive camp, especially considering how that first week or so when the pads came on, he did look a little overwhelmed. He did look like that jump from Duke to the NFL was significant. But, man, if he has not really kind of found his feet, found his center, so to speak, and, you know, just really taken over as far as he has not been overwhelmed in any way, shape, or form in game action, right? And the kind of tail end while I was in town at practice, he was physical as hell. And some of the reach block he does is very, like, it reminds me, I'm not saying he's there yet, but the quickness of it reminds me of Corey Linsley a little bit. I mean, and that, I know, I understand that is high praise. I do not give it out lightly. But there's been a couple of occasions where he's been able to get off the line incredibly quick and able to, you know, execute some reach blocks that makes you turn your head a little bit and go, oh, okay. Okay, Jacob Monk. I like it. Last year, we sucked at the start of the season, so I suggested making Barry the G. Brett, Nags, I know it's a long shot, but I'm going to need carry the G in Florida. It's killing me. Maybe someday, man. Not at the moment. That is not going to happen. Oh, my goodness. What is this? What position will Monk be vying for then, given his versatility? Pogs, he'll most likely be backing up at all three interior spots. I would suspect he would play or be able to play center in a pinch, but they've run Sean Ryan as their backup center now for the last couple weeks. So I think mostly at guard. And that's, you know, obviously if someone were to get injured, but he can play all three, no doubt. Joe, thanks for the super chat, man. Injuries to AJ and T. Davis mean Pearson makes it. I don't know if that's automatic, but he's got a shot. It's good to have him back in the fold. They've shown that they don't have any issues throwing whoever at tight end in that fullback move role. Sims, Wilson, whoever. But I do think Pearson's got a shot, right? Tomorrow's huge for him. And just because he's back again doesn't mean he's automatically on the squad. He's got to earn it. And his work on special teams will probably go further than anything else to get him on the squad. But, yeah, again, tomorrow's big. Tomorrow's big for Pearson. Michael, thanks for the super chat. You got to hand it to the Bears, 2024 NFL preseason champions. Congrats to their fans. Enjoy it and celebrate responsibly. Are they champions? Has that been determined? I don't know. I don't pay attention to other teams in the preseason. Excuse me, guys. Guitar Ted says, DuBose makes the 53. I'm going to call it now. He's got a very good chance. Very good chance. I think a lot of that is going to be determined by what the numbers are at other positions. That puzzle that Brian always talks about, especially at the back end of the roster, needing maybe to go heavy someplace, and that means you have to go light other places. I suspect if they have to go heavy somewhere, you know, wide receiver is a spot they probably go light. So I think he's done enough to earn a spot. There's no question about that, both from scrimmage and on special teams. But there's only so many slots, so we will see. Prolific 94, thanks for becoming a Carry the G Club member. Appreciate you, man. Thanks for the support. Oh, gosh, this is great. J-Rock, Bears fans were chanting Packers suck after the Metallica concert I was at 2 weeks ago. I thought, you people are pathetic. What a bunch of losers. I mean, they love their team. You guys know, the Vikings and their fans, that's where I, you know, take umbrage, so to speak, with a fan base. But the Bears fans, man, you know, yes, they're obsessed with the Packers, who we've been kicking their ass for so long. So, yes, they every once in a while in a public setting kind of make fools of themselves, especially in the offseason when there are no wins and losses to really talk about. It's all hope and promise, and they're obsessed with their team, and they should be. That's a good thing, you know? And, look, in the history of this league, there's no greater, longer rivalry. And without Papa Bear back in the day, Packers probably don't survive. So I've got a begrudging respect, not just for the Bears organization, but their fans, deluded though they may be. They love their team, and that's great. I love that. But yeah, it's hilarious when you're at a concert chanting Packers suck. The guys from Metallica are probably like, what? Love it. Ed, thanks for the super chat, man. What current coach grabs your attention when they say something about whatever? Oh, Mike Tomlin, always. Tomlin forever. I love listening to him talk ball, talk life, really just talk in general. I will always find time to listen if Mike Tomlin is speaking on anything. I think he's an incredible coach. I think he's an incredible human. And I think a lot of people could learn a lot of stuff if they listen to Mike Tomlin on the regular. Emily, how are you? Thanks for checking in. Hey, Nags, checking in from Appleton. Two Appletons in one chat. Can't wait for the game tomorrow. Thanks for all you do. Go Pack Go. Emily, I cannot wait for the game tomorrow. Hope you're joining me here on the watch party. Unless you're going to the game, then have a great time. It's going to be a lot of fun. Aaron Picard, how you doing, man? Instead of an OT3 or OG3, are the Packers going to have a first reserve on left and first reserve on the right? That could be a trend in the modern NFL. Not the way they've been talking, Aaron. Maybe in some other NFL cities, but the Packers are still talking swing tackles and interiors, not left or right dependent at all. That doesn't mean maybe they're not talking about it internally, but at least externally, and the way they've handled a lot of the shuffling of the lines, that certainly hasn't seemingly been the case. Is Zane Anderson the new Dalen Levitt? I don't think so. I think he's a little bit more consistent and a little less hot-headed in a good way. What else we got here, folks? Carlson bounce back season. Possible. At the start of camp, when he came in and was like really solid to begin, I had a running joke. You know, you don't talk about Fight Club, and that Fight Club being Carlson making all of his kicks. And then it all fell apart, and he had a really rough stretch. But now he's back. Nailed everything yesterday in practice, coming off a practice earlier in the week where he hit everything. So we're back to not talking about Fight Club. Do not talk about Fight Club. Oh, and then Daniel says, what happens if Carlson misses a field goal attempt tomorrow? the internet burns to the ground. He's still there, kicker. That's what happens. Nags, what's your favorite TV broadcaster for the Packers games? What's up, M? Thanks for joining us. Favorite TV broadcaster? I don't know, man. I mean, I love anytime Kevin Harlan calls a Packers game, whether it's preseason or regular season. He is just outstanding. His energy is infectious. Clearly has a connection to the franchise, and he knows it very well. But I just love him on the call of any football game. I think he should. How he is not someone's number one guy is absolutely baffling to me. He is the cream of the crop in pretty much every sport he does, but especially in the NFL. He is so much better than literally every other play-by-play guy. It drives me nuts that he's not someone's number one in the NFL for the NFL calls. But yeah, it stinks too because he's CBS affiliated, which means he doesn't get a ton of Packers games. When he does, it's always awesome. Brett, that is very, very, very wise. Very well said. August questions/headlines won't mean anything by mid-October. You are not incorrect, sir. Not incorrect. Emily's got front row Lambo Leap tickets for tomorrow. Well, let's go. Hope to see you on TV. You should have a sign that says, I'm Emily from Cheesehead TV, so we know if we see you, we can celebrate. Brandy, Snoop and Morgan Freeman announcing would be fun. Man, Snoop announcing anything is gold. No question about it. Jim, yeah, I'm with you, man. Love the Max and Jim. And I said this to Wayne Larrivee earlier or last year, and he really made fun of me, but I still listen to Jim and Max. Like, you can find their calls for games like on YouTube. I'll literally just sit and listen to it. It's so great. They were absolutely the gold standard. I don't think they'll ever be surpassed in my head. Nick, actually, not only have we been talking about, we've already talked about Henry Pearson. Someone now has asked about Henry Pearson again. That's how you know we're getting to the end of preseason. Nick, I did talk about Pearson's, you know, potential to make the 53-man roster at the start of the stream. Tomorrow's big, and especially on special teams. That's the essential answer there. Nags, there's not enough carry the G for this season with Carlson as the kicker. No, come on, let's be positive. As Han Solo said to Chewie, let's keep a little optimism here. Fly casual. It's going to be great. I lived in Fort Wayne, and I could pick up Max and Jim on my car radio. I used to run speakers from the car into the house. Brad, that's carrying the G right there. That's hardcore. My dad was the king of lining up the radio broadcast with the television. We never, ever listened to the TV when I was a kid for the Packers games. We always had Jim and Max on the radio and the kind of from the other room into the living room where we were watching the game, television on mute or turned all the way down. I didn't even think there was a mute capability back then, but yeah, Jim and Max every week, no doubt about it. How about designing a goal line pass to Elton this year? Todd, the last play of practice yesterday, a batted ball in the air. Elton catches it and pushes the pile into the end zone. You love to see it. I will say, I do know somewhere in the darkest, deepest recesses of Matt LaFleur's playbook, they have a tackle-eligible play. Put him at tackle for one play and run a play for him. I love this idea. Now, they ran it, this is like 5 years ago, I want to say, in training camp, but I've never seen them run that play. Now, they did run the throwback to David Bakhtiari that ended in disaster in Detroit, but that was a very different style of play. But yeah, they're getting Elton Jenkins in the end zone would be amazing. Remember the year, was it last year or was it 2 years ago where they had stopped doing the Lambeau leap and we were all like, what the hell? Why isn't no one doing the Lambeau leap? And then that next week, I think Aaron Jones scored and Elton ran and did the Lambeau leap right after Aaron Jones. Or no, it was last year. It was the Saints game, man. God bless Elton. He carries the G. How about a call for a Caleb Jones handoff from the 1 yard line? We desperately need the season to start. There's no doubt about it. All right, buddy. I have to get going. I cannot thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends, tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. I'll see you tomorrow for the watch party. Have a great night. Go Pack, go.